Please select 1 for new client. Please select 2 for existing customer. Please select 3 for all other callers.
Hello, this is Felicia.
Hi, Felicia. This is Simi, by the way. This is for Coastal Organizing Declutter, right?
Yes, it is.
Hello. I actually just called because we wanted to talk to the one in charge of your online listings. Or would that be you, by chance?
That is me, yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
So we're a premium partner of Google and Meta. So what I wanted to discuss to you is like... we wanted to list Coastal Organize and Declutter on the first page of Google in your area. So, like, what that means for you is anytime that anyone does a search for any of the services that you provide, we make sure that Coastal Organize and Declutter pops up on the first page. I also came across your Yelp listing. You guys are sponsored on that as well?
Yelp gave us a 30-day free trial. And at this moment, I am, like, broke, because I've sunk everything into, you know, my time and everything, just trying to get all these things rolling. And
of course.
And I know that Google is where it is, but at this point, I have a job coming up this next week, but until I have at least something, I can't reinvest, although, you know, I've got my, you know, when I did my pricing and everything, you know, I did build in enough to support advertising, so I know how important that's going to be, especially these first few years.
Yeah.
But,
You know what, the real reason why we wanted to reach out today is because, you know, to be quite honest with you, Local Smash has been in the business for over 20 years. So I know how easy it is to work with companies that could spend on their marketing, hence them being found on the first page. Now, Leisha, the reason why this is exclusive is because aside from our partnership with Google, Local Smash is giving the opportunities to new businesses to be on the first page without spending a fortune. Now, tell me about it. What's going on with your advertising right now, or how are you getting businesses currently?
Yelp has given me the 33 days, and so far both of my leads have come from Yelp. I have been, you know, working to get, you know, Facebook and Instagram and Nextdoor. I've been working to try to get all those things up and running. It's taken a little bit, but I think I finally got those three at least.
Yeah, of course. We can help you out with that. We're actually a partner of Google and Meta. You know, when I say Meta, that is Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and stuff like that.
Right.
So if you're working on that, maybe we can help. Are you working on a website as well?
I have the website. I've got an okay website put up for now. I will be trying to, you know, build upon it. My biggest problem, my biggest hang-up, is that I'm a perfectionist, so I have to keep telling myself, it just needs to be done, it doesn't need to be perfect. It needs to be done, not perfect. You know, and finally, it's not perfect. But there is something out there, but of course, you can't find it.
No, that's okay. You know, we can, how long have you been in business for?
This is October. It was brand new.
You know what? It's okay. And we love working with startups, you know. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to not be perfect right now, but we'll help you get there. So, you know, Ms. Felicia, success on the internet is all about working with the right company. So Local Smash has been in the industry for 20 years. And the good thing about our partnership with Google, right, and the reason why we're contacting you today is because we're looking for just one business per category per area. So once we find them, we close out the area and we can't work with anyone else in your territory who does what you do. Okay. So, so basically, aside from it is an exclusive listing, we're also giving the opportunity to, like, you know, work with startups like yourself, because Locals Pash has been giving out new business credit right now. And tell me about what's going on with your Instagram and Facebook currently. Did you make a page?
Yes, I do finally have a page for both.
Okay.
With Instagram, I had somehow or another managed to, like, it kept saying it was business, but it wouldn't verify the business name and everything because it still had my name. So I just completely, like, went out and went from my Facebook page, my Facebook business page, and then created the Instagram from that and finally got that up. I got that up yesterday. I mean, that's when it all is. It was yesterday.
Yeah. Ms. Felicia, this early on in the business, you don't really have to, like, worry about getting verified just yet. So what you wanted to focus on is your Google listing, right? So once you have your business verified listed on Google, right, everything will just follow. Because when you focus on Instagram and Facebook, right, I mean, sure, it's going to get you out there, but it's not going to get your clients just yet, you know? So what I meant by that is, you know how you're familiar with when you do a Google search, right? Let's say, for example, I'm searching for decluttering services in your area. Mm-hmm. And you know how that map pops up with red dots, and then right below it, there are businesses listed that you can either click to call, see the website, look at direction, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is actually called the local map section. Now, we provide a service that places companies there because we know that 90% of revenues goes to those businesses. The difference between Yelp and a Google listing, a first page Google listing, is when you get a lead from Yelp, right? They actually send it to multiple suppliers or, like, multiple companies. And then it definitely boils out to, like, you know, how much the cost is and stuff like that. You can't be able to cherry pick the services that you want or, like, the clients that you're targeting. If that makes sense.
It does. It
so, hence being on the first page of Google, you actually get direct calls from clients, right? So, that is them. Okay. So since October, are you the sole owner of the company or, do you have a partner?
Yeah. No. Originally, I did try to. I put her name on it when we first got the LLC, but she has to back out. It's the husband and her paperwork to have herself removed. So, yeah.
Okay. And how far are you willing to travel?
How far am I willing to travel?
For a new client?
It depends on which direction. Like, north, I'm willing to go, like, an hour, maybe, not much of an hour, but south and west, well, not directly west, but south and southwest, I'd be willing to go up 2 hours, because my daughter lives 2 hours away, and if I got too far away, I can just drive to her house, you know, that was my thought process.
Okay, sure, of course, that makes sense. So that depends on basically where the clients, you know, let's get your business out there. And your target market is more on, like, residential, or will you be willing to do commercial as well?
I would be willing to do commercial as well. I had thought, you know, in doing all my research and everything, you know, I came across where it's like, oh, you do best if you find your own little niche. And I just have funeral service. I've been a funeral director for 17 years, and I'm really over that. But through all those years of experience, I know how to deal with grieving families. And you just don't find a lot of people that's willing to go into a home after someone dies and just kind of take away the unnecessary things so that the family can focus on the more fundamental things.
That gave me goosebumps, you know, because I just had a recent experience with that, and I Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't really want to talk about that now. I might cry, yeah, but, you know, that's what I wanted to. But, yeah, I really get that, and I feel you on that, and I feel everybody on that as well, you know. It's just hard, and thank you for what doing what you do. Now, yeah, with that being said, you are able to take more businesses today, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. You know, Ms. Felicia, you know, I think you're going to be a perfect candidate for this. Just give me a second on here. Let me pull up the details on this listing, and let me see if I can work on that new business credit that I was talking about, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, 1 second. Just 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, Felicia?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Yeah. I have a great news for you. I was actually chatting with my director right now about this listing, and I also found out that they're running a rate reduction promotion for Thanksgiving. So his name is Daniel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I also told him about that new business credit that I was discussing with you about. So he'll be jumping on the call here real quick, okay? Sorry, his name is Mario. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
So, yeah, he'll be jumping on the call. 1 second, let me grab him for you.
Okay.
Hello, Felicia. How are you doing today?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good. It's almost Friday.
Yeah.